Most people do not know that it was Emperor Falchatine who led the campaign to have tested on live human subjects among one of the drugs was called, back in the day, it was called AZT. This was supposedly a vaccine, as James Clyburn in South Carolina called a vaccine for the human immunodeficiency virus, also better known to you uninitiated people as HIV. Now, part of the story that most people don't know, I say most people, that's almost everyone, is that this is in the early stages of the sodomite revolution. They just want to be loved and accepted. And look what God, look what has been done. Look at that. Look at meanie, nasty God has done. He's cursed them with HIV. He's cursed them with AIDS. You know what AIDS stands for? How many of you people know it? Know what AIDS, AIDS, actually stands for? Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Supposedly, the virus that causes it is this stuff called HIV, which is funny because Irvin Magic Johnson has had it since 1993. Not saying that there isn't some virus, but the studies actually showed that of the men, and it was primarily very few lesbians, of the sodomite males that actually died from AIDS, HIV AIDS, over 90% of them, it's a high number, over 90% of them, were intravenous drug users and sodomites. The connection being that if you didn't pass it through the swapping and the violation of one body fluid, you passed it through the intravenous, through the exchange of needles used to shoot up whatever drugs. You know, back in the 90s, when I first got in this business and I was all full of vim and vigor and thought I'd make something of myself. What a joke that was. In this trade, I read the books that were written at the time about the AZT, quote, vaccine. One of the things that the AZT vaccine did, number one, it was tested on live human subjects and it killed an awful lot of them. I don't know what the number is, but it killed tens of thousands of them. Number two, instead of closing up the group, the monkeypox orgy sex houses in San Francisco and other places, the sodomites were told, no, we got this guy Fauci and we got this vaccine that we're working on. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. We're going to get you a vaccine so you can act all sodomite EE and stuff. So, this stuff that they were working on, that Fauci said would lead to a vaccine, never did. They were lied to, basically. But they were told, well, we need to test this on you so that we know how to get from here to the AIDS or HIV vaccine. So, it killed a lot of them. It killed a lot of them. Celia Farber is one of the people that blew the lid, the lady that I follow on Substack, that blew the lid on this and wrote a book about it in the late 90s. She wasn't the only one that wrote a book about it. There were several of them. I remember reading those books. Also remember that the test that they were using, kind of like the PCR test, that the test that they were using to test for HIV or AIDS, that the test was not accurate. So they are identifying tens upon tens of thousands of people that probably never have whatever HIV was. But then they would tell them that they had it, say, but we have this miracle drug regimen, this cocktail of drugs that's going to help us find a vaccine and a cure for this. You can enroll in this program. And be cured from this ailment or these ailments that you have. Help medical science to advance the cause and make it safe for sodomite sex and what have you. This is all under the direction of the National Institutes of Health and Anthony Fauci. This is a story most people do not know. He was a monster from the beginning. And now he thinks he's going to ride off into the sunset. Well, I guess, why not? Hillary got to ride off into the sunset. There's a headline at the Drudge Report, just because it's just as comedic now. You know, one thing that we have learned over the course of the last, since the spring, or the winter of 2020, we have learned, we've had confirmed to us, we have incontrovertible proof. We have all this, like, evidence and stuff. We know that media, the field that the vocation that I have worked in for 30 years, on year number 31, we know that media is a partner to government. And any that would include, yes, Russian media, British media, Italian media, oh my Lord, the French media might be the worst of all. American media, yep, Canadian. Wherever this scourge of representative democracy or whatever the chic word of the day is to describe it, outside of just democracy, wherever this curse is being suffered by humans, if it's out of scale, and they almost all are, then media is an accomplice. They can't do it without their accomplices in media, especially in this modern age, because you have to have communicated to you the things that you're supposed to do, you see? Because what media primarily does, it's become a predictive force. It guides and directs people into doing things they ordinarily would not do, and that through the study of people's habits, and then by writing very complex algorithms, things can be, within reason, accurately, or events can be accurately predicted. Which is why there are the two sides, the right versus left. The good guys in the white hats and the conservative media, led by the little Ben Father and Fox News, who are out there standing for us in truth, justice, and freedom in the American way. And then there's the bad. But at the end of the day, whether they know it or not, because there are a lot of useful idiots out there, all media, pretty much all media, is corrupted. Corrupted, co-opted. It is a willing, or sometimes maybe unwilling or unwitting, partner in all this. The corona doom and the corona hoax, and now the vax hoax, and now the vax death wave, were all brought about by the collusion of government, evil people, and media. If the media doesn't go along with it, I say media, because in the Latin, media is the plural of medium. This is the medium of radio. There is the medium or medium of television, medium of, I guess film is separate, film, medium of print, right? Magazines, newspapers. So media is just the plural of all of them. Without media, none of this happens. Which is, it's curious to me that Fauci seems now to be running for his life. Figuratively speaking, it's also interesting to me that you have all the political class dashing out to get in front of microphones to basically say, when we get back in power next year, buddy, don't go anywhere. Because we're going to put you, we're going to have a hearing. If I was Fauci, I'd be terrified of a hearing. Hey, Fauci, let me give you a clue. Get a couple of names here. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone. So, but unfortunately, or fortunately for you, you're on the right side of things.